Whiting Row by A. Milton Whiting. The world has known many famous streets and thoroughfares. Wall Street, Broadway, Park Avenue, Sunset Strip, and so on, but I doubt if any of them have had as much character per square foot as that quaint block-long street in Holbrook, Arizona, originally known as Whiting Row. Our family moved onto the street into a small and pretentious rent house in 1931. And it was here that I recall nearly all of our family remembrances. As I look back now, I suppose there was a certain amount of snickering by those who named this street, but at the time I took pride in the fact that I was the only one in my class who had a street named after him. There were certain characteristics quite peculiar to this group of houses. The sewer system, along with other phases of construction, was engineered and consequently maintained almost daily by Ed Benner. Needless to say, the aroma in this area was often poignant to the point of eye-watering. But as I mentioned, these deficiencies, along with others, only served to add character to the area. Most of the houses started off as four rooms and a bath, but as families grew, so did the houses. I don't know if the name Whiting Row came from the fact that the Whiting Bros at one time owned all of the houses, or if it was because the Whitings actually lived there. Just to refresh your memory, here's a partial list of the past residents of Whiting Row: Uncle Ralph and his family, Uncle Ernest and his family, Leonard and Betty Lepper, Aunt May and Uncle Herbert, Carol and Merle Shumway, C. Thompson and family, Ray and Ruth Brown, Lester Whiting and family, Farrell and Irene Lewis and family, the Jack Sanders family, the Garland Bushman family, the William Crook family. I often wish I could recapture the strong family feeling that prevailed there. One suppose no amount of money or wealth could buy that type of real living, and it's not only the humor and happy moments there. We lived in that house 12 years and hardly knew any tragedy within our family. Then we saw over a few months period one of our own little ones fade and die within those walls. And following that, our mother, who made these walls, and roof, and floor a home, also weakened and died there. And regardless of whoever lives there afterwards, that house became a sanctified spot to our family. Since then our family has pretty much scattered, but oddly, when we think back to the things we like to remember, it seems my thoughts always end up on the beloved street, Whiting Row. And incidentally, when I got married, our first home was there, on Whiting Row.